This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the triumphant return of John Rappaport from No More Fake News. We'll talk a little bit about psychiatry and the dunderheaded medical field there before we dive headlong into the history of influenza propaganda and somehow dismantle it or dissolve it all in 1 hour. We got that coming up. Also, special thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You can hear it live on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Archived shortly thereafter. Also on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And at least 5 out of the 6 days a week, we also have a YouTube simulcast. Usually we try to take it out early without video on a Friday, so bear with us and hear the good sounds of the Robert Scott Bell Show with the sweet voice of Super Don. There we are.
Yeah. I don't know how to live up to that one. That
well,
intro.
You know, after you spoofed the Billy Joel song this week, you know, with you just nailed
it. That was fun.
That was really fun.
I'm glad we got to do that.
I'm already ready for the next contest so people could submit more songs for Super Don to sing.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's cool? So cool. It's a new era. I usually, you know, I have to juggle, you know, picking the kids up, taking the kids around. Obviously, my son's now 18. Big deal. And I went out to, I got to rush. I got to go pick up my daughter from piano lessons, right? And I walk out, my son's going, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to get Ari from a piano lesson." I'm like, what? This is
wow.
So cool.
Yeah.
So
I remember that. I remember when that happened with my kids. And, yeah, it was, you know, at first you were like, oh, my gosh, my kid's driving, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then it was kind of like, you know, once you got past that part of it, then it was like, yeah, hey, why don't you go pick up your sister? Go pick up your brother. Go pick up. And at first they're like, okay, because they're like really into driving the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give it some time.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be forever. Then it's going to be like, do I have to go pick up my sister?
Right. Well, I'll take it for what it is right now. And
Absolutely.
Listen, hats off to my son, E, you know who you are. Very proud of you. What you're doing is very good and very well adjusted. Yes, still adolescent, still developing, still growing. But, you know, on the question of adolescence, we were talking endocrine stuff with Doc Newsom. And I do have my kids on the T-plex and the E-plex, respectively, my son and daughter, just because I know that the environmental exposures are real, even though they're eating cleaner than most kids. I still feel it's a good thing to do. But adolescence these days, according to this Fox News article by Amy Liu at Fox News, says it starts at 10 and continues until 24. Adolescence now a 14-year period between the ages of 10 and 24. Is that how you remember it?
No, that was not the case. Although, I mean, I will admit that when I turned 18, I was definitely not an adult.
Yes.
And it does take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my initial reaction when I saw this headline was kind of like, you know, this kind of makes sense because, you know, this generation of, you know, 18 to 24.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I'm old, but they seem much less mature overall. I'm not throwing everybody into the same.
You're not calling them snowflakes overtly, just subtly.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard not to take this study and that example and find a way to connect the dots, you know?
Sure, sure. Well, what are the ages when we were growing up? I don't recall they were similar to this, do you?
Well, adolescence. I mean, what's the definition of adolescence, you know?
It's a transition period, certainly endocrine-wise. Yeah. We talk about hormonal shifts, but shifting at 10, I just don't recall it. In fact, the third paragraph in this article here, and by the way, folks, check it out. Show notes are up thanks to Superdon at robertscottbell.com. You can learn a lot. You know, we try to give you perspectives on these media pronouncements in ways you won't hear anywhere else. But it says in this article, puberty used to occur around the age of 14, but now has lowered to the age of 10. But get this, the reason they say is because of improved health and nutrition in much of the developed world.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So before when we were reaching puberty at 14,
yeah,
that was because we were still living in the Stone Age.
Yeah, just 30, 40 years ago. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I think this is ridiculous, this statement.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, because remember, folks, throughout history, and I'm talking history going back thousands of years, all food was organic. Okay? It wasn't loaded with pesticides. Now, I'm not saying it was always the best, but by and large, it wasn't toxic per se, the way I describe food with additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings. And now, xenoestrogens, we talked about it with Doc Newsom last hour. Puberty is occurring around 10, not because of improved health and nutrition, because we've got more chronic disease in kids than ever before. So you can't tell me improved health. It's because of these endocrine-disrupting compounds. The xenobiotics, the antibiotics, in fact, can create this scenario by destroying the gut ecology, the microbiome, and facilitate aberrant manifestations of endocrine compounds at earlier and earlier ages. So this is it, the xenoestrogens, big time. And that's why we need to normalize them like we talked about with Doc Newsom last hour. So what do we got here, 18 to 24? I do remember Super Don. You want independence when you're a teenager. We couldn't wait to get out and drive. Of course, my son wasn't really interested. Now he's 18. He's interested. But, you know, 15, 16, 17, he was like, yeah, right. They have a whole different world through the electronic media. They don't feel as constricted, I think, as we did, you know, where we had to physically move to feel like we were getting out, right? Where
we wanted to entertain ourselves, you know, quite often it was because we had to go somewhere to do it, not just sit down in a chair and have, you know, 10 different electronic ways to, you know, entertain yourself.
I think that's a big part of the difference, but also could that be why they're saying it extends to the age of 24, right? Or is it the economies of scale that, you know, this is the first generation that's not going to make more than the previous generations because, you know, we've wasted resources and we've built wealth on debt, which is not real wealth. I mean, I'm just throwing these things out in addition to the endocrine discussion.
You know, one of the first couple of things that they say is responsible for this is they're continuing their education for longer. So I guess that means they're not, leaving the house right away. And because they're going to school, they have a tendency to live at home, which means they're still living with mom and dad. Mm-hmm. They're still living in their room. They still have rules. So, you know, I could see how that could, you know, if they're being pampered, right, in that way, they're not having to go out and grow.
Sure. I went, you know, I was working out of the house at the age of 14. I had my first job that I commuted to on a moped at 14. I think at 15 was technically when I was legal to do that. But so I was out working, and I had odd different jobs. So all the time from that age on. Yet I went to school, college, and I was away at the housing on campus for the first year. Then I moved back home for the second year, and then we moved closer. So I took advantage of saving on rent, and I thought, you know, economically it was a viable thing to do. But I get it. I remember a little bit of rebellion, not wanting to grow up, a little Peter Pan in me. And so I'm not mad at kids that want to stay kids for a little bit longer, but if you really need to and you're just mooching off your parents, that's a different story. There's got to be a balance there, I think.
Yeah. They also mentioned that 20-somethings are delaying marriage and parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't
ready at that age. So take your time before you commit to something like that so you don't end up in a divorce situation. Those can be ugly. If you can avoid them at all costs, please do. Now, back to our listeners. We're going to fit one question in right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one's coming from JJ. He says, hi, Robert, love your show. Listen all the time. All right, JJ, then I know you're listening now as I'm going to endeavor to answer your questions. He says, I'm not good at grammar, as he spells it with one M, so I can't dispute you there. Have a learning problem. I bit down on something hard about 2 years ago. I have the bump on my left bottom near the back teeth. Sounds like an abscess, he says. Have not been to a dentist, thought I could take care of it myself. I have bought everything at the co-op for a long time. I oil pull. I put salt and baking soda on it, yet it still hurts. I called a couple of holistic dentists here in the Twin Cities. Okay, it's one of our listeners up in the Minneapolis. I assume those Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Mm-hmm. The person who answered said there are two options, root canal or pull the tooth. I don't you know, I don't know how they just say that over the phone, right? Those are the only two options? That's a bit limited. But he says, JD says, I am very scared, and he all caps the very scared, so he's not fooling around here. Because of what I've read, that it could go to your brain or other very bad health problems. Would you have any insight, ideas, resources, info, options, etc.? Sorry for the long letter. Thank you. Please, JJ, that was not long. I've had long. That was not long. JJ, that was good and thorough. And I respect your fear. It is right and legitimate to be afraid of dentists, right? We lost our good friend last year, Liam Schiff, due to dentistry. And my wife suffered for 6 years due to dentistry. So it's not an irrational fear. And it's not just about the pain of extraction, which they can pretty much manage by doing the things they do. But the damage that they can do is very severe and is not to be taken lightly, JJ. So I appreciate that you acknowledge that fear. And this is one of those areas where I say, don't be not afraid, right? But in the sense of extreme fear, if you're going in for dental work, utilize the homeopathic remedy gelsemium, with a G, gelsemium, which is the yellow jasmine in homeopathic form. Also, have you used arnica, homeopathic arnica? You could use it locally, internally, externally as well. CBD as well. Have you used these things? I don't know if you have or haven't. We don't know if it's an abscess. If it's an abscess, the homeopathic remedy is Hepar Sulfur Calcarium. I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. Hepar Sulfur along with the Silver Hydrosol. If you could see a dentist that could inject it below the gum line, that would even be more targeting an abscess, and you could reduce it. Now, if given the option between a root canal or an extraction, there is no contest. It's an extraction. Root canal leaves a dead necrotic tooth there to set just fester wounds and infections until it could become cancerous. So by all means, if you're going to get it removed, find a holistically inclined dentist that also uses what are known as, I think it's PRP and PRF. What do they call
plasma
it?
Plasma rich
fibrin, I think.
Something, yeah.
Anyway, they spin your own blood down for this. And that way it helps to regrow so you don't have a cavitation. That's the concern. That's what happened to my wife for 6 years of pain. I don't want you to go down that road. Pray on it and listen for the messages to send you to the right doctor to help you so that if it's an invasive procedure and it's necessary, it will be done safely and appropriately, and then you can recover with the arnica, with the silver, with all the things that we do here. All the blessings to you in your recovery. Coming up, John Rappaport. Man, we're going to blow the doors off of psychiatry and influenza propaganda next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, yesterday I intimated that the diagnosis of excellent health by an allopathic doctor really just indicates that you're not dead yet. That's pretty much it. Here to confirm, validate, or deny, it's John Rappaport from No More Fake News. Welcome, John.
Great to be here, Robert.
Good, man. You know, I just the greatest confidence in the world when the doctors say Trump is in excellent health. Now, I realize we've been playing silly with this a little bit because they look for any excuse to say he's unfit for office. But I would acknowledge that being diagnosed as having excellent health by an allopathic doctor, no great shakes, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the kind of thing where you want to just run out in the street and start screaming and celebrating.
Yeah, it's not like I'm here to say Trump is in terrible shape. He's going to drop dead tomorrow. He's obviously got some strong genetic makeup to tolerate fast food and Diet Cokes. But at the same time, you know, I said the attacks on him based on the way he eats and drinks is only going to endear him to his, you know, to the average. They called him a schlub at one of the media outlets. I'm like, again, this is the deplorables all over again. They learned nothing.
Yeah. Well, then we have, of course, the psychiatrists that have been diagnosing him for the past year or so from thousands of miles away and saying with great certainty that he has narcissistic personality disorder, et cetera, because they want to throw him out of office, and so they want to declare him unfit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is, I won't say quite amazing because it's expected, but this is quite a profession, psychiatry. I mean, if you want to, make fun and profit while destroying lives, that's the field to go into.
Yeah, you talk about fake medicine and fake diagnoses. Get along with the fake news that you've revealed over the years. Psychiatry pretty much takes the proverbial mental cake.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but many doctors know it. And I've talked to a few who consider themselves real doctors because they do internal medicine or something like that. And they say these hustlers and con men, the psychiatrists, don't have any science to back them up, and it's ridiculous. But they don't speak out in public. They don't say, let's blow the whistle on these morons and get rid of them once and for all. So I've been writing about this for a long time, and I just say up front, there are about 300 official mental disorders, and you can read about them in the so-called Bible of the psychiatric profession. They're all listed, labeled for insurance companies, and defined. And nowhere will you find a defining laboratory test for any of these so-called mental disorders. No blood test, no saliva test, no skin sample, no genetic assay, no brain scan, no nothing. And yet, here are all these medical reporters supposedly know what they're doing, and they will never, ever, ever blow the whistle on this, that this whole shebang is concocted, and that as a result of this, millions of people are taking highly toxic psychotropic drugs.
Mm. Yeah, and again, based on no actual brain chemical analysis for which they can validate their idea that it's brain chemistry that has gone awry in the first place.
Right, and in the article that I wrote recently, I quoted Dr. Ronald Pies, P-I-E-S, you know, one of these emeritus psychiatry editors of a journal, who simply came out and said that the whole idea of mental disorders as stemming from a chemical imbalance in the brain is nothing more than an urban myth. And he followed that, however, by saying that no well-trained psychiatrist that he ever knew believed in the myth. Well, that's absolute nonsense, because they've all been prescribing tons and tons of drugs to their patients, and all these drugs are developed on the fake premise that they correct a chemical imbalance in the brain. So the whole thing is just, you know, a scam, a total endless scam.
Well, here's our, I guess, prescription, if you will. How about putting all the psychiatrists into a padded room, let them hash it out until they all agree on what a diagnosis of a psychiatric disorder is, and by the time they come out, they will all be disordered in an appropriate fashion, commensurate to what they've done to the people who have relied upon them. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to go to another scam known as the influenza virus and the flu shot that's related to it. After this with John Rappaport.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it looks like this year's flu is as close as ever to 1918 Spanish influenza. People are dropping dead in the streets. Well, actually, no, they're reporting some really serious outcomes due to what they call flu. But is it actually the flu? I still got questions about it. My friend John Rappaport's got some answers. Welcome back, John. Let's dive headlong into this year's flu season.
Yeah, this one is just endless. First of all, as I've cited, and people can read the actual quote from the British Medical Journal online, every year in the U.S., hundreds of thousands of respiratory samples are taken from diagnosed flu patients and likely the most likely flu patients and sent to labs for analysis. And overwhelmingly, they come back with no trace of flu whatsoever. No trace of flu whatsoever. That would be 84% of the time. So the first major scam is many people who believe they have the flu, or doctors tell them they have the flu, don't have the flu by any definition of the flu. They might have certain symptoms like cough, fever, chills, muscle ache, etc., fatigue, but that doesn't mean they have the flu. There's unlimited numbers of combinations of conditions and situations that can bring on those symptoms, none of which need a flu virus. So when they start talking about a flu outbreak at any time, anywhere, such as this year, they conveniently overlook this fact. They don't bring it up. They don't want to bring it up. They never want to talk about it because it would just undermine the entire idea of what they're hyping, and it would undermine completely the need to get a flu vaccine because, overwhelmingly, most people don't have the flu.
John, I am getting an image here, going back to 1918, to take this to its, I think, logical preclusion, right? Because we're going to conclude from something back in 1918. And I'm going to say, based on the science of today, where they find that maybe 15% of the people actually have an influenza virus, that they're diagnosed with flu, hey, let's go back to 1918, and could we find the same thing? The Spanish influenza of 1918 being an H1N1 of some kind, could it actually have been, in fact, not that, and the result of destruction to the general environment or terrain post-World War I? Exposure to chemical munitions, filthy living conditions, crowded living conditions, lack of sanitation in certain areas, overcrowdedness, pollution, and, of course, allopathic interventions like aspirin or experimental vaccines. And the whole meme starting from 1918 is bogus to begin with.
Mm-hmm. I think there would be a high likelihood of that. And in fact, there were vaccinations given to soldiers, and I've read several accounts by people who were alive at the time that talked about vaccinated people dropping like flies, whereas the unvaccinated were surviving quite well. So yeah, the whole thing could be taken back, and with retrospect, if you could actually look at it, you could say, quite probably, the pandemic flu of 1918 was not a flu.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's what I'm seeing now, John. And I think back to the origins of how they claimed it was, or that it was identified to be one particular strain of an influenza virus by digging up a frozen man in Alaska and finding the contents of that frozen man. And they said, aha, we found it. This is what caused the 1918 flu all over the world, and millions died. I'm thinking, did anybody call him out on that? I mean, that seems to be a pretty broad statement based on one guy you dug up in Alaska.
Yeah, exactly. This is the scam that never ends, and they just keep on perpetrating and perpetrating. And you and I have discussed this before, but we have a recent precedent for this in the swine flu so-called epidemic of 2009, because once again, CBS investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson, who was working for, you know, CBS, she was their star investigator, discovered that at the height of the so-called epidemic, the CDC had stopped counting cases of swine flu in America, secretly stopped, and wasn't telling anybody. So she decided to find out why, because that's the job of the CDC, is to count cases. And what she discovered was that the same thing that I just cited, samples from the most likely swine flu patients sent to laboratories were overwhelmingly coming back with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. So the whole thing was a dud. It was a hoax. The whole idea that there was, in fact, a swine flu epidemic was a lie from the beginning. It never was. It never existed. And she blew the whistle on that in an article that was published in the fall of 2009 on the CBS News website. Her editor said that he thought it was a great piece, the most original piece on swine flu that he'd seen, and they set about trying to get it on the CBS Evening News National, which would have, of course, had much greater impact than a piece, an article on the website. And at that point, they were totally shut down. Nobody would listen to them. They couldn't get the story aired. And she was not assigned to look any further into this at all. I interviewed her. She told me pretty much what I just told you. And then I discovered, combing through articles, that about 3 weeks after Cheryl's story appeared on the CBS website, the CDC estimated that there were 22 million cases of yes. swine flu in the United States. So why anybody would believe the CDC or any other health agency when they talk about an outbreak of anything is beyond me.
Well, and I bring back up the 1918 flu as well. Who was testing for influenza viruses at that point in time? In real time, right. In any time. They didn't have tests for influenza viruses in 1918. Like I said, they extrapolated it backwards in time. They took the DeLorean back in with Michael J. Fox and went, hey, the Alaska guy. Yeah, he has this thing. It must have been that. I mean, they didn't go up and exhume bodies. It is so beyond ludicrous, just like the claim that 22 million had it when they found that basically no one had it.
Exactly. Same deal. So I think, we've uncovered something here, which is do not base any of your ideas or inferences on anything about 1918 and the pandemic flu, okay? In fact, if you want to, the next time you see a story about it, write to the author of the story and say, how was the pandemic of 1918 actually identified as the flu? See what they say.
Oops. Yes.
See what they say. You'll probably get back some really interesting answers if you get anything at all.
But it's been canonized. I mean, literally, it's a biblical construct at this point to bring up the 1918 flu as if, yep, all the labs confirmed it, 100% Spanish influenza, everybody died from. I mean, if you look into it, the story falls apart to the most amateur of amateurs could see through this.
Yeah, I think the thing that people don't understand, and I've hammered on this for a long time now, is at bare minimum, okay, if you say that somebody has a disease with a name and a label that's caused by a virus, then at bare minimum, you have to start by proving that you found the virus in the body of that person. Now, many people, they just don't get that. I mean, they just check out at that point. But, I mean, that is a sort of a tautology. I mean, how else would you say that somebody has disease X caused by virus Q unless you could prove that you found virus Q in the body of that person? So when you can't or you won't or you don't, then any claims you make about knowing what's happening in the body of that person are completely bogus. That's all there is to it.
Now that we've destroyed 100 years of flu mythology,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Folks, we're
right.
talking to John Rappaport, my good buddy, and I hope you'll read him and get his emails that through his newsletter he sends out from time to time. Go to nomorefakenews.com. We also publish much of his work here at robertscottbell.com and have it on whenever we can. Now, John, you've been doing obviously a lot more media in the past few years, which I'm thrilled about. Does anybody, host-wise, get it the way we've been talking about it for years? Because I think this is a very important thing. If they did, it would dissolve the power of the mainstream medically conflicted media to pronounce any flu, any year, any time, anymore.
No, the answer is no. Nobody gets it as much as you do, okay? And I mean, I could say I've gotten used to this. It's not only media, but I mean, it's the articles I write and so forth. But you see it up closer, I guess you could say, when you're doing an interview. But you know, I just keep going anyway. Because, as you say, if people really got the message, what we're talking about here, they would take a giant step back and they would start thinking, wow, this is one of the biggest scandals you could ever imagine. I mean, this is just, wait a minute, you mean to say yes, 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 yes. That's what we mean to say, you know? And people are so ingrained in the idea that no matter what else is happening in the medical profession and the various misdemeanors and felonies and crimes and so on and so forth, I mean, when they say that there's an outbreak of the flu, I mean, that's a given. We have to assume that's true. You know, it's just the way it is. No, it's not. It absolutely is not.
Yeah, you're.
Well, then why are all these people getting sick and dying? Well, you know, there's just many different reasons. I mean, it happens every year.
And that's the right question to be asking. Why are people getting sick and dying? But that's the question you don't ask once they say it's the flu. Your questions go off. But ours just begin.
Right.
Ours just begin here. John Rappaport going to stick around. We're going to wrap up this week's broadcast in extraordinary fashion, covering no more fake news like nowhere else in broadcast media. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show. All right, now John Rappaport, that we basically dissolved the illusion of the entire influenza pandemics for the past 100 years, as if we doused them in a bottle of lye, which is known as sodium hydroxide. For those who are chemists in the audience, we're feeding you molecular reductionist something here. Take it, run with it. but John, how do we rebuild reality? I mean, the fabric is just. It's I don't know if it's evaporating, it's being withdrawn, but again, you now see the illusion as you paint it so beautifully.
Well, this is a perfect venue because of what you do on the show. Why does a person get sick with certain symptoms? Wow, you know, there's a lot of potential reasons. Severe nutritional deficits, of which there are many possible. I mean, you could just start counting them and keep going. Major junk food diet. Combine that with very cold weather, for example, which does indeed put stress on the body. Breathing, therefore, lots of indoor air and not going outside, and some of that indoor air is contaminated. You've got people whose immune systems are already compromised and weak from a variety of sources, including medical drugs and vaccines. And now you submit them to extreme cold weather, and you put stress on people and families and loss of jobs and on and on and on and on. You can begin just simply ticking off all the reasons that any competent natural health practitioner would want to investigate in each particular person, each particular case, no generalities. We're not going to assume that you have the flu because the media say everybody else has the flu, to find out what needs to be done in order to build back your health. I mean, that's the basis of non-allopathic medicine. So whenever you see these overarching generalities about outbreaks of this and that and the other thing, just consider that that's taking in a whole range of individuals who live in individualized circumstances. And, of course, don't discount the toxicity of the flu vaccine itself, because there are people who get the flu vaccine and then develop those very symptoms and get very, very sick and even die.
Well, the question, you come back, it reminds me of, I don't know if it was in the was it Isaac Asimov that wrote iRobot?
Right.
Yeah, and in the Will Smith version, I remember he was kind of pondering, he's giving these clues, these breadcrumbs, and until he got to the right question, you know, he wasn't going to find out, you know, how to solve the mystery of what were the breadcrumbs left, what were they leading to. And at that certain point, I remember in the movie, he said, now, that is the right question. And so when you all are listening to this discussion, and the many discussions John and I have had over the years, all the things he's written over the years, and you come to these bizarre conclusions, which are not really bizarre. They're based in fact and, you know, genuine. I don't know if it's, when we talk about questioning reality, but in certain ways to do that, you come to the point, well, but then what is the truth? Then what, you know, what are the facts? And then you can now open up and start seeing reality, not in a way that it has been painted for you, but in the way that it actually manifests. And that perhaps is too shocking for a lot of folks. I don't think too shocking for the folks that listen to the show here or read you, but still bringing them along over the years that you have the patience of a saint.
Yeah, I think it's mainly persistence and a certain attitude that you develop of just not giving in, because the hoax and the consequences of the hoax are so great that you just say, okay, you know, here we go. We're in it for the long haul. And those people who can get it will get it.
Yeah, and not giving in, but also not giving a flip. You know, it's sort of like if we hinged every effort that we did on whether people perceived and got it instantly, we'd be driving ourselves mad. We'd be in the padded room with a psychiatrist, right? So at a certain point, you recognize philosophically, it's like, you know what? We're pursuing this for our own agenda. That is because we are hungry for these facts and these truths because they can manifest differently in our own lives, or we can create a better life if we perceive that we want to or need to. And if so inspired, we can inspire others, or they can be inspired by these so-called revelations, which is fun for me.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Well, listen, right. John, unfortunately we're out of time. We've wrapped it up, and this has been a great broadcast week, really the pinnacle with you, my friend. And I can't wait to get you back on again real soon.
Thank you, Robert. It's always great to be with you.
All right. Go out and paint that new reality now that the old one has been dissolved. Don't worry about the flu. Carry on. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.